Hi, this is Miriam Castilla. Do you know what your money habit archetype is? Because if you don't, stick around and I'm going to help you find out. Okay, so there are, generally speaking, three broad categories of habit archetypes that people fall into when it comes to money. Because the thing with money is that we have these habit patterns and they don't really change that much unless we do something major to shift them. Because a habit is an unconscious pattern in your nervous system, which means that you repeat it over and over and over again without giving it any conscious thought. You're unconscious to it. It just happens automatically on autopilot. And meanwhile, you know, you're washing the dishes or on Facebook or whatever you're doing, and you don't even realize what is going on. And we operate unconsciously about 98% of the time. So, you know, it's not just you, it's how the human mind works. And when it comes to money, like I said, there are three broad categories of money habit archetype. Now, they are, number one, the accumulator. And the accumulator is somebody who always seems to manage to put some away. No matter what's going on, they've always got a bit left over and they tuck it aside. So that is the accumulator. Number two is the spender. And this is the person who always kind of breaks even. You know, money comes in, money goes out. Really, they just spend everything that comes in, everything they earn, and that every dollar has an important use or a not so important use. Every dollar has a job to do and there's nothing left. And then the third money habit archetype is the overextender. And the overextender is the one that always seems to have not quite enough. And they're constantly going backwards. They're constantly accumulating debt, basically, because they spend more than they earn. Now, the really interesting thing about this is that it actually makes no difference as to how much money you make to what habit archetype you are. The habit archetype has to do with some really unconscious deep patterns that are running in your subconscious basement, and they're running the show. So the numbers that are being affected are irrelevant. You can be an overextender who always goes into a bit of extra debt earning $20,000 a year. You can be an overextender then as life progresses and you're making $60,000 a year and still it's not quite enough because you want that lovely car and you want to live in a nicer place than you can really afford. And then say you do build a business that becomes successful and you're turning over a million or more or whatever, and you decide that you really do want the Ferrari, you want the Porsche as well, and you want to have those amazing holidays in the Maldives while they're still above water level. So no matter how much you're earning, you're still always just stretching yourself beyond your means. So it's got nothing to do with how much money you make. And that means that if you want to change that pattern, that end result, it's not just about looking at how can I bring in more money. It's actually about looking at, this pattern, what's going on with that and what's that all about? So an easy way to figure it out is when you look at, you know, where you are now and which of those three you fall into, look back to your childhood. Think about what you were like as a kid with pocket money or with your first job, and you'll find that it's actually the same thing. And the interesting thing is that the people who are accumulators, they always feel like, yeah, they're saving money, but it's just not enough. There has to be more saved, and maybe they're not an accumulator, maybe they're a spender. So if that's how your brain is firing right now, just know that if you're somebody who says, oh, I only have $10,000 and it's just not enough in the bank, you're an accumulator. So what I wanted to let you know is that you need to figure out which you are, and the easiest way to do it is go back to early childhood, because most likely it's been a recurring pattern ever since. And then figure out where that came from. You know, why do I feel like it's just never enough? So most of us think that if we just became an accumulator, everything would be great. But the interesting thing is, I know lots of accumulators who are really unhappy about their financial situation because the undercurrent is that it's not enough and I'm not safe. No matter how much is in the bank, I'm not safe. And so it actually means that maybe you're a spender and you do spend every dollar that comes in. But if you're doing that from a point of view of, I trust that all my needs are always being met. I trust that I'm able to generate any amount of money I need. And I trust that my bills are always paid. And I trust that I always find the opportunities to help me create more money. So spending it isn't a big deal because there's always more coming in. If you're a spender and you're always in break even and that is your mindset, that's awesome. That's actually fabulous, because the bottom line is that how much money is in the bank is irrelevant. It's how you feel about it that is relevant. So if you don't feel good about your financial situation and your money habit archetype, the way that you operate around money right now, then you do need to go back and just ask the questions. Where did I learn that? And where did I learn that that's important, or that's the way things work? And, you know, start to unravel some of those things. Start to ask yourself those sorts of questions. Questions are powerful. And on that note, before I let you go, I encourage you to do my quiz. I've got this great quiz which actually lets you know what your next step is to creating a life that has prosperity, purpose, and flow, balance in life. Because we don't just want one or the other. We want that perfect trifecta of all three, and we want it to feel good. We don't want to be rich and feel like crap and feel like it's not enough. And we don't want to have abundance but not a feeling of purpose. And we don't want to have abundance but no life balance. We want all of it. So if you feel like that's not quite humming perfectly for you, please take my quiz. The link is in the description, and it'll help you work out what your next step from here is so that you can create that life for yourself entirely on purpose. Cool. That's me done for today. Till next time, stay happy. Bye.